This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Aloha, Tucson.
My little tanned brother.
Oh, Jeff. I don't tan. I get burned. But
my burned brother, Jeffrey.
Yeah, a little
burned. Yeah, you're a little, let's see.
A little browner.
What's a good description of you?
Tall, good-looking.
Red.
Red, yeah.
Cyan. What's
a
good red color.
Yeah, for those of you that are wondering what the heck Fred's talking about, my family and I just got back from the fabulous island of Maui. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm a bigger fan of Kauai.
Yeah, I am too, but that's not where I went. Maui was beautiful. So we're back here in the old Pueblo to have a great show today. Talk about the people, places.
The events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That is right, Fred.
Even though there are the beautiful places around the world, we still love our home.
You know, coming back, when we got back, flying back into Tucson International Airport, got in the car, heading back to town, looking up at the Catalina Mountains,
there's nothing else like it.
There really isn't. I mean, I'm sure everybody, when they come back to town, they think, oh, home, you know. And it's just, even though you're right, the Hawaiian Islands are absolutely gorgeous, and the ocean's gorgeous. Coming back to Sonoran Desert is equally gorgeous.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Even more so, I think.
Yeah, everything is blooming, and it's beautiful.
Well, speaking of blooming, we're going to talk about something very exciting coming up.
Oh,
about
really?
Blooms.
Yeah, yeah.
But happy anniversary, Jeffrey.
Ah, thank you, Fred.
Not for your wedding.
Yeah, but what for?
This is the third anniversary of the Fred and Jeff Show.
That's right.
Yeah, we've suckered people into supporting us this long.
Even our buddy Stu.
Yeah,
Stu, one of our really good listeners who enjoys listening to the show. Thanks for your comments, Stu.
Yeah, we love Stu.
Uh-huh.
And we invite people to check us out at friendjeff.com, where they can listen to all the old shows, see pictures of all the stuff going on within the studio and all the crazy things we're up to.
So is this our 156th show?
I don't know, but we started in May of 2011, 2010?
Well, 3 years ago, Fred.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I'm not a math major.
Exactly. So 3 years ago, so 52 weeks in the year.
Yeah, I think.
156 shows.
Yeah, we've done a lot of talking.
Yeah, absolutely. And introduced a lot of great people to the community.
Absolutely. So we go to friendjeff.com. Now, there's something I just added to the website. It was sort of a convoluted way to get here, to get to subscribing to the newsletter. But now if you go to friendjeff.com, there's a button across the top that says subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you subscribe to the newsletter, you get our weekly newsletter that tells you who's coming onto the show. But, Jeffrey, we just started giving out prizes on the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it warmed my heart.
Oh, God.
To no end. Because the very first person who won was your best friend.
My ex-best friend, Dave Green.
So, At the end of the newsletter, I said, for those of you who read all the way through, here's a prize. The first person to return, email me, gets a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. But you have to tell me how much better you like me than Jeff. And Dave Green sold you out so fast, it wasn't even funny.
You know what? For what? 40 bucks in roses? 50 bucks in roses?
Yeah, they're kind of pricey.
I've known that guy since kindergarten. I had no idea he was that.
Oh, you know,
it's a good thing we're not in wartime.
You know, I'm tempted to actually read the email because it was pretty good.
Oh, no. If you're going to read that email, you better read some of the other emails we've been getting.
No, I'm not going to do that. Subscribe to the newsletter. We're going to be giving stuff out periodically, like from our friends at 1702 or the grill over at the P-Man and Space Museum. A lot of folks provide us with prizes for you guys, and we're happy to give them out. So subscribe to the newsletter. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to this program on iTunes.
Correct.
Now, Jeffrey, getting
to Beyond Pod. If you've got Google, go to Beyond Pod, and you can get the Fred Jeff Show there, too.
Yeah, it takes about 20 steps and a PhD from the engineering department of the U of A, but you can do that.
So, Fred, what's going on?
All right, so this week in my email basket, actually it was Thursday, one of my favorite times of year at Tohono O'Chul, the Bloom Watch.
Yes.
The queen of the evening is getting ready to reveal herself.
The night blooming cirrus.
Yeah, so we are now in Bloom Watch season. And for those of you who don't know what a night blooming cirrus is, it's a flower. It's it's a cactus, and it any time of the year, any other time of the year, it looks like a dead stick.
Right,
and it's usually it's very well protected in creosote bushes or other places, but once a year, they produce the most gorgeous blooms imaginable
in one night.
One night.
The blooms last
all
one
the same
night.
Right. So they start to open at sunset.
Well, no, that's not really true. Maybe they're all the same night on the same plant.
No, no, no.
But different plants bloom.
No, no, no. Sometimes they'll bloom on different days.
Mm-hmm.
But a group like at a Tohono O'Chul,
right,
they will all bloom on the same night.
Right, but there are night blooming cirruses all over
the
Sonoran Desert.
Absolutely.
So they don't all know. They don't all email each other and say, hey, tonight's the night, baby. They all bloom in the bunches where they are.
Yeah, but
at the same time
they're pretty darn close. So we will keep you guys updated, and hopefully
we need to put a picture of the bloom on the website too, so folks have an idea of what we're talking about. Because
actually, there are pictures I took last year.
Oh, that's right.
At the event, they're up on the website.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they are
beautiful,
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So the Bloom Watch is now in effect for Tohono O'Chul and the Queen of the Evening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, Jeffrey, I don't know if you were out there. I went out for a little while. The 30th anniversary of Catalina State Park occurred.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, but right now, especially in the mornings, great time to go out to the Catalina State Park and enjoy, the beauty of the Sonoran Desert.
Well, yesterday I was at the Don Pooley Greens for Seniors golf tournament at Del Lago, supporting the Pima Council on Aging. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet that was.
Yeah, that was a good time. So those of you that I saw out there yesterday, thanks for coming out and supporting PCOA.
Great. Now, today at 2 o'clock, Zumba Master Laszlo Verish will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Foothills Philharmonic, and we invite people to go up to the Catalina Foothills High School Auditorium at 2 to enjoy some beautiful music from local musicians led by the Zumba master himself, Laszlo Verish. Also up at the Catalina Foothills Auditorium next weekend for Mother's Day, or actually Saturday, but it's Mother's Day show, is the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Pops Concert. And that's May 11th. Two shows, one at 3 and one at 7:30. For more information, go to fredandjeff.com on the events page, and you'll find out all the information you need. May 18th is the second annual poker run for the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. Those guys are raising money to support the firefighters, to support those people who support us.
Right.
And public safety guys.
The other big thing going on next Saturday, the 18th, is the Centurion Party. The annual Centurion Shindig, and this year it's at the Tucson Rodeo Grounds.
Going to the Tucson Rodeo.
Yep, the Tucson Rodeo Grounds. It's the Great Outlaw Brouhaha, the Good, the Bad, and the Centurions. And that starts at 6 p.m. There's the High Noon Saloon, Muy Tranquila Tequila, from 6
Tranquilla
to 9.
Tequila.
Tranquila Tequila. From 6 to 9, the Chuck Wagon Grub. 6:45 to 11, the Wild West Casino. Then at 7:45 to about 8:30 is the Coyote Ugly Costume Contest. Because you know, Fred, the Centurion Party is Tucson's largest costume party. And this year being the Western theme, we'll see folks out there looking, everything from Calamity Jane to Wyatt Earp to Bronco Billy.
I can't wear my giant banana costume?
You should. You should wear your giant banana costume. Yes, Fred. And then, let's see, then at 11 o'clock, the Red Eye snacks are handed out, and they're usually something fun, chocolate chip cookies or something fun like that. And then midnight, we take our boots off, and we all head home. So good, good, good times with the Centurions raising money for Carondelet, St. Joe's Hospital. And if for more information and to buy your tickets, go to thecenturions.com, and you can buy your tickets there. They're $85, and they include everything. Live music, we brought in a band called The Trip. They're from California. And your dinner and cocktails, it's an adult-only party. Everything's included for $85. It is absolutely a ton of fun. And if you've had too much to drink, we'll be happy to give you a ride home. No charge.
Awesome.
So go to thecenturions.com.
And hopefully we'll get those guys on and maybe give away a couple tickets down the line. Maybe.
Well, how are we going to get them on when the party's next Saturday?
Well, we...
I'll tell you what, though. We will give away two tickets.
Are you going to make a commitment?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll give away two tickets.
All right.
We'll give away two tickets to the Centurion party.
And we'll figure out how to do that in a little bit.
Absolutely. So stick around. Oh, you got some more?
Just the last thing. Football Club Tucson has the U.S. Open Cup round one Tuesday, May 14th at the Keno Sports Complex North Grandstand, where that area, they just broke ground on a new soccer stadium.
That's right.
So, again, go to fredandjeff.com.
Wait. Hey, it's funny because we're bringing up the culture.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the Night Blooming Circuses, the music. We're bringing up the fun stuff. The Centurions having a big party and the poker run for the Tucson Fire Foundation.
Yeah.
And now you're bringing up the sports and with Football Club Tucson, but you can't forget the Tucson Padres.
Oh, the Padres are in town.
Yeah, man. Go out and see a Padres game.
We're going to do a remote, I think, from there, hopefully.
We absolutely are.
So
that'll be good times. We'll probably try to do a remote on one of those Thirsty Thursdays so we can chat with a lot of the folks that love baseball and love beer. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll be getting an email from Stu.
I love you, Jeff. Yeah. I love baseball.
I'm sure we'll be getting an email from Stu after that show.
All right.
All right, folks. So stick around. We got lots of fun, lots of music today on the Fred and Jeff Show. And we'll be right back after we pay some bills. So we'll see you in a bit.
Subtle changes come to stay, barely noticed, hardly known. One day you'll say, my situation's locked away, but by tomorrow, you're all alone. It seems so sudden, but it's not, it's only grown.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Woo! Hello, Tucson! Let's go! In your wallet when you've got the time. I got a yard without a fence, a heart you can hold your body against. Keep my name in your mind, my number in your wallet when you've got the time. Need me love with the same. Hold the key of chains. Keep my name in your mind.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we want you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Right.
Subscribe to our newsletter for the possibility of winning fabulous prizes.
Oh, yeah, you'll win prizes.
And speaking of prizes, Jeff, we have a little correction.
Yeah, folks, I got a phone call between the break from our event chairman for the Centurions, Mr. Toby Allen, who is going to come on the show next week, and he would like the honor of giving away tickets for the Centurion event. So tune in next week for your opportunity to win two tickets to the Centurion event from this year's tournament, or I say tournament, it's not like it's a golf tournament, no, but the event chairman, Mr. Toby Big Pants Allen. So he'll be here next week.
Very nice. Now, this is one of our favorite shows of the month because we get to have the in-studio with us.
And it's the Cinco de Mayo and we're having cocktails.
Well, what are you drinking?
Iced tea.
Yeah. See, you won't drink my tequila.
No. No. After you go to college, you don't need to have any more tequila.
No, this is mother's milk.
Right, Fred.
It is ambrosia.
You didn't go to college.
That's true. That's why I'm doing talk radio on weekends. That's exactly why. So with us.
Hey, do we have a new sponsor?
I have not confirmed that yet.
Darn it.
He's been a little flaky.
Oh,
but
well.
We will have a sponsor very soon. A new sponsor very soon.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So in studio with us is the wonderful Caitlin Jensen from the...
Wait a minute. You realize now that when the new sponsor comes on, people are going to think he's flaky.
Well, his food... Let me give it... The desserts, the crust is flaky and wonderful.
Got it.
On his desserts.
Got it.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say.
What if he sells gas?
He doesn't. He sells food. He sells very tasty food.
There you go. Caitlin, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Okay. How are you? Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Caitlin is from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. I didn't get that out before you interrupted me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to protect our wonderful sponsors.
And we, you know, this is when we get to highlight all the stuff going on in our beautiful downtown.
But there's really not anything going on downtown, is there, Caitlin?
Get out of here. You've been out of town too long. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh,
there is so much happening. I mean, today is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
So downtown is the place to be. Every place in downtown. Fred, I was going to ask you, did you go to the Agave Fest at Hotel Congress last night?
You know, I am morally opposed to mixing premium tequila with anything. So,
what about Bacanora?
Well, Bacanora's okay.
Okay.
No, I went
good
down there.
Fred was ill prepared to answer that
question.
Apparently.
Because he did not know all the information.
Apparently.
No, I think premium tequila should be drunk by itself. You know, I tell people.
Drunk. Freudian slip.
Drank. Consumed.
There you go.
Well, you will have
your chance. No salt. Just bottle, glass, me. That's the progression I want to see.
There is plenty of fine tequila in downtown Tucson tonight
for your pleasure. Yes, there is.
We have Cinco de Mayo parties going on at, just to name a few, I know Playground, Sapphire, Junction. Of course, Hotel Congress always has great stuff going on. So hopefully we'll see you down there tonight, even though it is a work night. And if not, the Dia de San Juan Fiesta is doing a fundraiser tonight at El Casino Ballroom down in South Tucson.
Who was that?
The El Dia de San Juan Fiesta Committee.
Cool.
So, of course, they put on the great fiesta every year to help bring about the monsoon.
Nice.
And we all need that, or we will in a couple of months.
Right.
So that'll be June 24th. But tonight from 2 to 7, they're doing a fundraiser out there. It's only $10, but you get to see the Johns, get great food, get good drink, get a little dancing in, have a good time. So
Johns are awesome.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're a good band.
And with good food. And
and
the ballroom is just so beautiful. That's at 437 East 26th Street.
And when is that again?
2 to 7 tonight.
All right.
So that's where I'll be.
Absolutely.
But first, I have a few other places to go. You guys been to Diablo Burger yet?
No.
Opened yesterday.
And?
Oh, I couldn't get in. It was packed. I haven't had a chance yet, But I heard it was fantastic. Of course, these are one of the Flagstaff restaurateurs that came into downtown Tucson instead of Phoenix,
Yay!
Where they really wanted him.
Yay!
But they chose downtown because
Smart
they love
guys.
The culture. It's a beautiful restaurant. Great food. It's Diablo Burger. They even have vegetarian and vegan options, oddly Ooh. Enough. But that's a huge win for downtown. Proper is opening right next door in the Rialto Block tomorrow. So we're really excited about that. They
oh,
have
Monday's a crazy day to open.
Isn't it? Isn't
Those guys
it?
Must be very confident. They've got some good stuff.
They have good reason to be confident. I've seen their menu. Oh, my goodness. It's fantastic. And
All
actually,
right.
there's a ton of info about both of those restaurants on our website, which is downtowntucson.org. So check it out there. Two great articles about both of these guys. So
great.
Please head down there. Check it out. It's fantastic.
Well, we just ran into a time issue.
We did. Darn
so
it.
We're going to take a quick break because there's more stuff going on downtown, plus beautiful music.
Yeah, lots and lots of good music. So, folks, stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
You know that death come a-knocking on my mother's door, singing, come on, mother, ain't you ready to go? And my mother stooped down, buckle up her shoes, and she move on down by that Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, done done my duty. Got on my traveling shoes. Now death come knocking at my sister's door. Say now, come on, sister, ain't you ready to go? And my sister stooped down, buckle up her shoes. She move on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout,
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Traveling through this world of woe. There's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan, just a going over home. Dark clouds head up around me. I know my way is rough and steep. In view his fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to see my mother. Says she'll meet me when I come. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over.
And we are all just Wayfaring Strangers.
Yes, we are. That was a great song.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite folk songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So in studio with us today, this is the Fred and Jeff Show.
Yes, it is.
And I'm Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, everybody.
And during the break, I actually discovered that you are a grammar teacher.
I was a grammar teacher, Fred. I used to be. But then my wife smacked me upside the head every time I corrected someone's grammar.
Great. So before the break, we were talking with Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. And we had just had one or two more things to talk about what's going on downtown this month before we get to the big enchilada that's going on right now in the downtown.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So we want to remind everybody that next week is Second Saturdays, the second Saturday of every month. Last month was incredible. It's back on Congress Street. Man, Second Saturdays went through a little bit. It wasn't quite as fantastic as it used to be during construction, but baby, it is back. It is fully back. I love it.
Nice.
So this Saturday, we have tons of great stuff, all of it family friendly and free.
I think that family friendly and free,
yes,
big, big draws.
Absolutely.
Because if you can bring your kids down there, they can have fun. That's a reason. That's the reason to come downtown.
It's a great reason, and there are so many families out there. It's so wonderful. The weather's still nice, especially in the afternoons. It's a great time to check it out. Everything's free. Lots of venues. Scott Avenue Stage has a ton of great music. The top of the roof of the Pennington Street Garage, cool venue. Head up there. Get some beer from Borderlands Brewery.
Nice.
Hear Five Way Street, a classic rock band. And proceeds for that from the beer will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Nice.
Awesome. So, now let's be clear. Not everything is free.
Right.
Not everything. The beer is not free.
No riding on the
beer.
And
there's restaurants
are open and there's food booths and stuff. But going down there, just hanging out and seeing free music and everything else.
Free music, and there's tons of street performers, the Scott Avenue stage. There's a kids' fire truck adventure zone, which is showing the Looney Tunes at 7 p.m.
Sweet.
Yeah, right? So it is the place to be next weekend. But this weekend, do you guys know where I'm going right after this?
Take a wild guess.
Same place
wild
I'm going.
Guess. Are you saying something? Is that a hint?
It is radio.
I think, I'm just guessing, totally out of the blue, but I think you're going to the 2013 Tucson Folk Festival.
Are you psychic?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I'm actually psycho, but I...
Close enough. Yeah, I'm heading down there. I missed a lot of it yesterday, and I was really bummed, but there's always so much stuff going on. But starting today, about a half hour ago at 11... tons of folk music, five stages. It's in its, I think, 28th year. It's really fantastic. And point of personal privilege?
Yes.
I'm going to La Cocina at 2 o'clock because my father, John Jensen, is playing with two fantastic bands, Larry Armstrong and Copper Moon, and Linda Lou and the Desert Drifters. And, you know, I got to give a plug. I'm a daddy's girl, so I'm going to be there, hear him play some fantastic. I think he's playing Lap Steel this time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wait, Johnny Jensen's your pop?
Yeah.
You know, he owes me $20.
And everybody else in this town. That's actually why I'm making this public service announcement, so they can line up outside the show.
I forgive the debt.
All right.
So do we have someone here that knows a lot about this event
we can chat with?
Who could it be?
Let's see. Looking around, Jim Lipson, who's president of the Tucson Kitchens Musicians Association. Jim, how are you?
I'm extremely wonderful and busy. It is the folk festival time, and this is even before I was involved with the festival. This was always my favorite Tucson event. Just to go and see and be a part of as a spectator.
Oh, I thought you meant the Fred and Jeff Show.
Yeah, we're more of a spectacle, not an event.
Oh,
well, not a spectator sport today.
No. So, Jim, how long, you're the president of Tucson Kitchens Musicians Association?
Unbelievable.
What is that?
Well, about 30 years ago, a bunch of people that like playing acoustic music that used to hang out in a couple of people's different kitchens, because, you know, kitchens are always where that's where it happens,
right,
in people's houses. And they were just thinking, boy, wouldn't it be great to put on a show? And that's how it got started. And the idea that, hey, what would it take to create a festival? And they realized the first thing they needed was to sort of be an organization. And it took them a little bit to become a 501c3 nonprofit. And in 1986, this group, I think the group incorporated in 1985 and 1986, they produced the very first Tucson Folk Festival downtown in El Presidio Park. Two stages, 2 days, about maybe about 60 acts total, 50,
wow.
60 acts total.
Are these all, were those they at were, that the, point all local?
All guys? Local. Everybody was local. And part of the charm of the festival for me is that it's really, even though it's grown tremendously, we have five stages, we have people that come from all over the country, really, it's still a great local and regional event. And we'll have over 120 acts. And I would say probably 60 to 70 of them are local, regional to Arizona. And then other people coming in from other parts of the country. So what people don't realize is Tucson, well, maybe you guys do, because there's a Ronstadt in the house, or Ronstadt's in the house.
Yeah, there's a couple
Tucson is a fabulous music town of all sorts. And when we say folk music, what we really mean is acoustic music, because there's going to be blues, there's going to be bluegrass, there's going to be singer-songwriter types, traditional, you know, kinds of folk, and even acoustic rock acts will be playing at the festival. And we just all lump it under folk because it's music made by folks.
That's awesome. Now, will you guys have the Main Street Singers out there this year?
The Main Street Singers? The Main Street Singers, right. No, we're not going to have them.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, A Mighty Wind.
Mighty Wind.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
But that's not that movie, for those of you out there that have seen it. That's not typical of the music you're talking about.
No, we're talking about, although there is a little bit of that that's in the program, but there's
that kind of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
There's a little bit of that, but there's also Celtic music, and there's, you know, some of the bluegrass bands are just off the charts with how well these folks can play. And there are going to be some Ronstadts in the house. The Ronstadts Generation Band is going to play.
Sweet.
And
Bobby and Susie actually were part of the group that sang Wayfair and Stranger.
That's right.
Coming into the segment.
That's right. They're a new group called I Hear Voices. Fabulous, as you can hear, great four-part harmonies. And they're going to be playing on Sunday evening on the Plaza stage, which is the big, some people call it the main stage. We try and keep away from that because every stage is a great stage. And there are a lot of performers that will come year after year. And we always put them on different stages so that we don't get into this business of like, oh, yeah, well, they're on the main stage and
right.
all the
you
other stages aren't as good. No, we don't. We move people around because our goal is to make every stage a great stage. And as the festival sort of goes later into the day and into the evening, the acts get better, the crowds get bigger, and then we sort of start to close the stages down, and eventually we do funnel everybody over to the main Plaza stage, which is right in front of City Hall.
Now, when you say the acts get better, what you're trying to say is the acts are more well known.
They're more well known, but they're also more accomplished.
Okay.
So we have a, you know, it's like, well, Jim, how do you get into the Tucson Folk Festival? Well, you submit an application and a tape to us, of course. Nobody uses tape anymore. But what people actually do is they will submit something. Most people
like
will now.
Like their MP3s come.
They'll upload them onto our website. And a few people send CDs in the mail. But we listen to them. And we actually have sort of a jurying process where we listen. And how good is this act? And what, you know, what is it? How diverse is it? And what does it have to offer? And the acts that are like really sharp and really better, well, we naturally put them a little bit later in the day, because that's when the crowds will be bigger. And so there's sort of an energy that happens where it just gets more exciting. And we also put bands that are more well-known, performers that are more well-known later in the day as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How many bands want to be in this festival?
This year we had submissions from about 165 different acts.
Wow.
And so it's 165 submissions. And out of that, we have about 120 slots. And so for those 120 slots, you know, a lot of them are singles and duos and trios, but a lot of them are four, five, six. You know, we have some 10-piece groups. We have the Balalaika Orchestra, which is played at every single Tucson Folk Festival. And, you know, there's about 22 people in that group.
I've heard the Balalaika Orchestra. They're fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we've got to take a break, and I want you to introduce one of the bands that's playing at your festival to the folks because we'll go out listening to some of their music.
Happy to. So we can do that right now?
Please. Yeah.
So we're going to hear Sabra Falk and her Angel Band. And actually on this particular recording, the fabulous John Jensen, you'll hear him playing a little bit of dobro in the yep. little instrumental break. And Sabra was one of our headliners last year. Every year we have a local headliner on Sunday. And then the following year, we put that local headliner on right before the national headliner on Saturday. So you'll have already actually missed her, but you'll still get to hear John Jensen. And it's just sort of an example of the great musicianship that we have. And Sabre's probably going to sit in with two or three other bands today.
Sweet. She's amazing. Just great song. Love it.
Yeah, she's actually on the show a couple years ago.
Yeah, not too long. All right, folks. So enjoy this, folks, as we go into the break. And stick around because we've got more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Acoustic angel, sparkling in the night, shining down like a diamond, just like the northern lights. Acoustic angel with a halo full of jewels, giving hope and freedom to beautiful losers and romantic fools. Acoustic angel with a voice like a drug, running through your veins and warming up your blood. Slips you into a dream world and takes you far away. Old gravel roads and Delta Blues.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
I heard a Spanish melody drifting along no galley street, and from the shadows the accordion man danced on the keys with his long brown hands, playing a song just for you.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we've just been listening to some fabulous folk music from local artist John Coinman. He's one of, for some reason, I used to have like tons of CDs. But with us in studio is Jim Lipson, who's the president of the Tucson Kitchens Musician Association, and also talking about the folk festival going on this weekend.
Yeah.
And so is John playing today?
John Little played last night.
Okay.
Golly, we haven't quite got that together here. But, you know, and he was fabulous. And he's just a great, interesting story. This guy is originally from New Mexico. He's a wonderful songwriter. And he has sort of put his whole, he has his own career, but mainly what he does a chunk of the year is he tours with Kevin Costner, who has a band. And if you think, oh, Kevin Costner, is this another one of these Hollywood guys with a little...
It's like the Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan thing.
But he's got, it's basically John's band and with Kevin singing John's songs. And Kevin's learned how to sing and play some rhythm guitar. And they play all over the country. And they probably do 40, 50 gigs a year maybe.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and they're very good. And Kevin's put out at least one CD that I know of. Their band's called Modern West. And on the Coinman album, this was his album was called Songs from the Modern West. That's where they took that title from.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. So you do this full-time? This is your full-time gig, Jim?
Oh, my God. If only I could get paid for this. Because it's a lot of work. But the truth is the Kitchen Musicians and the Folk Festival is a full-on volunteer operation. And it's a year-long operation. We'll start planning for next year's Folk Festival. And about, you know, in about 2 or 3 weeks from now, we'll sit down, we'll debrief what happened with this festival. We'll start planning for next year. We'll start talking about who the headliners can be. We'll start talking about what went well, what do we need to change, how can we evolve. And, you know, my day gig is working with Pima Community College.
Okay.
Which is also a substantial job.
You're a professor over there?
I work with a big adult education program that we have.
Good for you.
And it's through the community campus. So we help folks with that get GEDs and folks from other countries learning to speak English with an ESL program. And it's great work, and I work with a lot of wonderful, fabulous people.
Good for you.
And that occupies, you know, it really gets in the way of, you know, putting this folk festival together, I have to tell you.
Your true vocation, right?
Yes.
So can you give our listeners an idea of how the festival has changed over the last, you know, since
sure.
the 80s when you first had it?
Well, the main thing is it's grown as people are like, wow, this is really great. And so we've tried to figure out how do we accommodate more musicians. And so about 10 or 12 years ago, La Cocina at Old Town Artisans, they were like, hey, we're right down here. We would like to be part of this. And so I think the first year they actually said, we're just going to run music all weekend and we'll kind of like be part of your festival, but not really.
Ooh, they pirated.
They did. And we saw, wow, this works so well that we just said, hey, be part of the festival. So that was an added stage. And that's a very unique stage because they sell alcohol at that stage and they're very contained in there. There are people that will go to La Cocina and they'll stay there the whole weekend. They may not even make it over to the plaza for a good chunk of the day. So, and basically the same thing happened with the Museum of Art, which was, you know, right across the street from La Cocina. And it's all across Alameda Street. You know, the El Presidio Park is on Alameda, just right. west of church. And then you have the museum right there on the corner. And they have a huge plaza in the back of the museum. You walk in through the lobby and then you're in the back. And so we put a stage there. And so we tend to put some of the larger groups on that stage. And that is also unique in that that's the one place we can sell alcohol. We get a temporary alcohol permit from the city and the state, and that's one of the ways that we make money. I mean, this festival costs about $50,000 to produce, and we make money from selling T-shirts and from selling beer. Those are two of the big ways.
So there's no ticket sales?
It's free.
Did
we not mention it's free?
Well, we may have mentioned it, but we need to mention that a lot. It's yeah. no charge to go to any of the five stages.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Now, you talked about three of the stages. So there's La Cocina.
La Cocina.
The Tucson Museum of Art.
Tucson Museum of Art. And then the two legacy stages that started at El Presidio Park. So there's one right in front of City Hall, just to the west of it. And then as you walk down the plaza, and of course there's vendors and food people and crafts vendors. As you walk east down the El Presidio Plaza, you get to the old county courthouse with that really cute dome over it. And once you walk in that courtyard, we have a whole other stage there.
Wow.
And then a couple of years ago, the Tucson Museum, they like, oops, we forgot. You have a folk festival every year in May. They rented out their space for a wedding on the Saturday of our festival. And so we said, well, geez, maybe we can use the front of the museum, which is sort of sloped. It's a nice kind of a patio. It has natural shade. And so we did a small stage there. It was so successful. It was like, wow, we need to do this every year. So that was our fifth stage. And that's also where today, Sunday, we have our young artists showcase on the patio of the museum. It's what we call the patio stage. And we have high school students from different parts of the state that come in and they do a 25-minute set. And that's happening from noon until 3 p.m.
So right when the show ends, you hightail it down to the Tucson Museum of Art.
Absolutely.
You can see the up-and-comers.
Young artists, yeah. And that's great. We've got some kids from Tucson High. We've got some people coming down from Phoenix. I think we have one performer. His family's driving him down from Safford.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Cool.
That's
so people,
great.
People just need to go to TucsonFolkFest.org.
TucsonFolkFest.org.
And there's whole sorts of information. Now, is there a schedule? So if people want to see certain acts?
Yeah, if you go to the website, it's really clear. Schedule for Saturday, schedule for Sunday. Just click on that, and you'll see all five stages listed and all the performers. All the acts play 25 minutes. You know, Andy Warhol said you get 15 minutes of fame, everybody. at the Folk Festival, we give you 25.
Wow, bonus.
Yeah.
And folks, if you signed up for our newsletter, you probably got the list of all of the acts for this week too.
Yeah, you got the links for
right, the links, right.
The links for everything.
Right, right. So guys, thanks for what you do. You know, your Folk Festival and the time and energy you put into it, you help make Tucson a great place to live. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me up here today.
Absolutely. And Caitlin, of course, downtown, more fabulous every day. Thanks for what you do down there.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, another great show. And
we're going to have a little bit of music going out.
Okay, yeah.
And Jim's going to talk to us about that.
Yeah, so one of our great local performers, Kevin Pakulis, I think he's playing tonight on the Courtyard stage. This was his very first album, and the title of this track is Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
All right. So, folks, come out tonight and check out the Folk Festival and all the other fun things we've talked about today. And Fred, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And just for the fun of it, the first person to email me at fred@friendjeff.com, dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist, and let us know how much you like me over Jeffrey.
Because that'll get you nothing.
That'll get you a dozen roses.
Oh, gee, here we go. All right, folks, have a great week. Go out there and meet your neighbors, because that's what makes Tucson a great place to live. And we'll see you here next week on The Fred and Jeff Show.
New tires on the old truck, and I'm a happy man. 5 acres near the county line, I made my stand. Stacking bricks, mixing mortar, baby's getting tired of living in a trailer. Yeah, it's alright.